classic album tracks.
The best new music.
It makes me laugh every time. Maddox and A Design for Life. I'm Nick Abbott. This is Virgin. Look at those phones lighting up like a virgin's eyes in a magazine store. So let's get straight into it. I suppose there's nothing else for it than that. Hello.
Hi.
Now, before we begin, can I explain the rules of the game?
Yeah, go.
Okay. When you hear that ring, that means you're flashing on my board. As soon as you hear it answered, that means you're on the air. When you hear me say hello, that means you are on the air. Do you understand these rules as I've explained them to you?
Yes, I do.
Say, sir, yes, sir.
Sir, yes, sir. You did that last night. You're getting mad.
I know.
Anyway, I called you last night telling you about that law that you're not allowed to smoke before you went to the chair. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, I've got another true story.
Let's just recap for those who haven't listened to every second of every show. When you're on death row in America, you know, they're about to zap you with 50,000 volts. They don't allow you to...
have a last cigarette, damaging to your health.
That's right.
Anyway, I've got another true one.
Okay.
So can I choose another sound effect first?
Yeah, sure. A to U, capitals or lowercase?
K.
Capital or lowercase?
Lower.
Lowercase, he says?
Yeah.
It's the, it's the sound of a record being treated with disrespect. Ah!
Right, do you want to hear them?
Go ahead.
Right, after accidentally shooting a customer during a demonstration at his shop, a gun dealer felt the right thing to do would be to feed himself to four jaguars at a zoo. His suicide efforts were thwarted by keepers who dragged him from the cage screaming, "Let them kill me." But they needed to have bothered because as soon as they rescued him, he dropped dead of a heart attack.
What a charming story.
Yeah. And that's what I told you last night.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, pal. Now you've really depressed us. That's the Bunny Man and Lasts Forever. This is Nick Abbott on Virgin, and it's 0500 30 12 15. Let's take a couple of these calls, and then we'll set up a lightning round. And the prefix is I saw, like that nice man that suggested last night. I tore a putty tat. You'll have to do another one other than that. 0500 30 12 15. It's a lightning round coming up after these normal calls. And here's the first. Hello.
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 Hello. My name is Aaron Cooper.
Is it?
Yes. And, do you like Beavis and Butthead?
Of course. What's not to like?
Pardon?
Absolutely.
Did you hear what's happening?
What do you mean, what's happening?
They're getting... They're not going to be on MTV anymore.
Well, I don't get MTV. As long as they... As long as Channel 4 put them back on... Like, last time they put them on... What was that about, by the way? They put them on at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And, I don't know, they sort of looked at the figures and thought, well, nobody's watching. Of course nobody's watching. It's because you put it on at 1 o'clock in the morning, you fools.
Yep.
And then they stopped playing it.
Yep.
I hate them.
Me too. And have you seen Mr. Bean?
Mr. Bean, yeah, like, a couple of times funny. After that, not much.
The movie.
Yeah, the movie. No, I haven't, no.
It's good.
Yeah, well, it's. I think it's aimed at your, you know, vague age range, like 10.
Yep.
Either chronologically or mentally. Probably goes down really well in Germany.
Yep.
In fact, I know it does.
Yep.
Not that all Germans have the mental age of you.
Mm.
Only the Germans of your age have your mental age. How old are you?
12.
You had to think, you had to think a long time about that, didn't you? 12.
Yep.
Huh. So what do you do for a living?
Nothing.
Nothing? Another one of these doll scroungers, ladies and gentlemen. Here's another. Hello. I can't hear you, man. Speak up. Oh, I don't think I want to hear you. Hello? There's another one. Losers, well, losers one and all. Hello? Man, three in a row. This is pathetic. 0500 30 12 15. You people suck. A That's Learning to Fly by Tom Petty. I'm Nick Abbott, this is Virgin. 0500 30 12 15, it's a free call. We're doing a lightning round now, and I won't accept the calls on any other matter. It's a quite a difficult one, I think. It's I Saw. Let's see what these people saw. Hello.
Your name?
Yeah.
I saw a junior jibber jabber in Woolies.
Did you? A junior jibber jabber?
Yeah. Junior.
And what makes it junior? Is it
the
for?
JR.
Is it? Okay. All the world hates a smart aleck. I love them. Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay.
Hello.
I saw a farmer in the field with his two bullocks.
Really? Two bullocks. They're coming about what? 600-700 pounds now per bullock. Here's another. Hello.
Hello. Is that Virgin?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I'm phoning from Scotland. I was just wondering, could you play a song for me, please?
No.
No.
Here's another. Hello.
I saw some strange-looking magazines in your flat just now.
Just as long as you don't reprogram my video recorder again.
Okay, no problem.
Cheers, mate. Hello. Oh, it's a jibber-jabber. I wonder if that's a junior one.
It's a proper one.
It's a proper one.
It is.
It's a real grown-up one, is it?
It's a grown-up one.
And how do you know? Have you taken a peek?
I have.
Here's another. Hello?
I saw the light. Praise Jesus.
Jesus. He saw the light. Sing hallelujah. Virgin, classic album tracks and the best new music. And Meredith Brooks says, I'm a bitch.
Are you being rude?
I think so, yeah. All right, let's get back into it. Hello. Am I going too fast for you? Oh, he's listening to the radio. Don't listen to the radio, as you'll find that you've been dumped before you even come to the phone. Oh, man, it's been on continuous play. We have professional CD players here, and you can either make them go continuous... or just stop after playing one track. That's how DJs always never go on to the next track, because it automatically stops. But because this is a production studio normally, which I just broadcast from for 3 hours in the evening when we split frequencies, AM and London and FM, between 7 and 10, it's all completely set wrong. It's like a minefield. There's just 3 billion things that could go wrong, and you virtually need like an aeroplane takeoff list before you sit down here and start broadcasting. For instance, and plus, if you've ever seen, like, a broadcasting desk, there's, like, 3 bazillion buttons, and if you press one of them, like, wrongly, if you just make the slightest mistake... Ha-ha, here's another. Hello? Too late. Hello?
I'm having an argument here with one of my friends, and he doesn't seem to believe me. I was wondering, what do you call the male equivalent of a hen?
Male equivalent of a hen.
Yes.
I'm not going to say it.
You're not? Okay, well, could you tell me the female equivalent of a dog, yeah?
A dog. I'm not going to say that either. Meredith Brooks just sang it over and over and over again. Can't say it.
Okay, well, if anyone could tell me about the hen thing, I'd be pleased to know.
Okay.
If they would like to continually phone you up over the night and, you know, during the week perhaps, and perhaps during your entire life.
Uh-huh. Okay, call me up after midnight.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, pal.
Right.
Cheers, cock. Here's another. Hello.
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 I just have to ring every night and say www.compura.com/Nick-Abbott2B1T.
I don't know. Can I just ask you a question about that? I'm just checking. Does that make you a sad loser?
No, it gets me very excited.
Really?
Can I say it again?
I don't know. Too much excitement is not good for you. Good one. Walk like an Egyptian. Whatever that is. This is Nick Abbott on Virgin. 0500 30 12 15. It's a free one, and here we go again. Hello.
Hello, I want to request a song.
Okay, call us up when I'm not here. Hello.
Hello, Nick. I'm 5.
It's age who can't get laid. At least treble the average age of the caller so far.
Yeah.
And you're only like 3.
How old do you think I am? Take a wild guess.
I think you're like 21.
Oh, God, I'm older than that, 23.
Really?
I was thinking about it. I'm going a bit old now.
A bit old to still be a virgin?
Yeah, when is it exactly that you find that you're too old?
Well, I'm just trying to find the appropriate cart here. Are you setting me up for to do this?
To do what?
I'm 29 and still a virgin.
Oh, yeah, I do is that. But so I've got 6 years to go, and
that's
then
right.
I can say that.
There's at least one person who's in a worse state than you.
Yeah,
I thoroughly recommend that you save yourself for the right person.
Well,
I knew I couldn't say that with a straight face.
But it's
no,
really...
I do. Don't keep your garments firmly secured. Don't let anybody interfere with your clothing. Promise me that.
I'd love to let somebody. People think that, what's that? Because when I come and phone you, I've told you before, I'm at work, right? And people think that I must be phoning my girlfriend.
Is that what you tell them?
So
you tell your workmates, I'm going to call one of my girlfriends because, you know, they can't last an hour without my silken tones.
I might be able to can't get laid to you, but to them I'm a stud.
Right.
I would think I can keep it up for.
Well, just as long as you keep the bag on your head.
Yeah, but... yesterday, you've still got me on cart from years ago. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was sad. What have you done with that all the time? You kept it in the what's it?
Well, all of these carts, you know, all of this, all of these sound effects and stuff that I've still got, I just, when I came off the air, I mean, what's the point in throwing them away? Because these carts, they're hugely expensive. And
I thought you'd have thrown mine away.
And I've got loads of them.
Well, you'd have took a pleasure, but to mine.
No, and I just trying to find the specific one that I used yesterday, because, I mean, you say that I'm sad. You're the one that remembered what you said on a lightning round on this show about 3 years ago.
Well, I have it on tape as well.
Right, and and what it was, just as we can remind ourselves, was that we were doing a... I was giving away moisturising cream, and I think that you had gone out and were collecting chestnuts evening.
Yeah, chestnuts. Because, yeah, it really was, a matter of fact.
Because I asked people what would they do with the moisturising cream if they would get it. And this is what you said.
I want some moisturising cream in the palm of my hand, so I'll rub it in my nuts and they'll come up grand.
Man, that was like in stereo. That was beautiful. And you call me sad, you remember it word for word. This is pathetic.
Well, I said it. I would remember it, wouldn't I? Just because you can't remember anything you say.
I don't remember anything about this show. That's the scary part, is people are continually calling me up and saying, hey, you remember what you said to that person? Even if it was like during this show, you remember what you said to that guy 3 calls ago? And I'm like, what guy? What are you talking about? Where am I?
Well, you remember 1994, November the...
Yeah. Let's walk down memory lane together, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Or...
I'll speak to you soon,
or
then,
let's not. One of the two. Thanks a lot. Who is Aid Who Can't Get Laid? A regular from the old school. This is Virgin, Nick Abbott on the phones and Sway. Film star.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
That's Suede. And what's his name? What was his name? Rhett Butler. What was his name in real life? I can't remember. Who cares? not Cary Grant, it was, don't remember. Here's another. Hello.
Hello, how are you tonight, Nick?
Great, mate.
Well, I'm sitting here watching myself on the telly.
Excuse me?
Well, everybody calls me Radar, and MASH is on a box, so I'm sitting here watching MASH with the sound off and listening to you.
Does it fit?
Does it fit? Well, it's better than the average night out. I'm not in the garage. I'm sat in the house. The Adams family next door have gone out. It's great. I've got the place to myself.
Cool. And, that's just... sounds like just an ordinary evening over at your place. You've got the place to yourself.
Well, yeah. There's 10 bottles of Ucha. There's 5 people expected.
Yeah. In your dreams, there's 5
no,
people
no,
expected.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Are these fantasy friends that you've been going around with since you were a child?
Well, you were commenting yesterday about ewes and sheep, and my little friend from London, I think he got a bit uptight about it, because he rang me and said, well...
I dumped it. Well, you know, it was like that whole Wales sheep thing, which is like, it's okay, it's not particularly funny, or, you know, better err on the side of caution, because, you know, people get, like, wildly upset about that sort of thing. So, you know... It wasn't so obscenely offensive that I thought the show has come to a crashing halt. But, you know, Let's maintain some standards of probity. Well, you can't say probe, can you? Not even if you put icky after it. What's this? Pick up it on Virgin. Here we go again. Hello.
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 Hello. Did you know it's the 30th and 20th anniversary of Mark Burns' death?
Is it?
Oh, right. Oh, I'm not on air then.
Well, yes, you are on air.
Oh, I'm on the other one. Oh, well.
You what? Well, you're on the other what?
Oh, right. It's going slower, isn't it? I've just
got the radio. How many times do I have to tell you people, do not listen to the radio? We're running a delay.
So, are you a fan of T-Rex then?
Fan? What do you mean? Do I like overnight visuals at his grave? Do I go visit the tree?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Why not?
I think they're okay.
Cool.
Metal Guru. Is it you?
Yeah, Metal Guru.
Stop.
Yeah, do you like Led Zeppelin?
Of course, what's not to like?
Cool. And how about Deep Purple?
Man, how old are you?
I'm 14.
Male or female? Female, right?
Yep.
Don't you like any, like, new music?
Not that much. Cooler Shaker,
something that was
right.
Made in the last, like, 20 years?
Yeah, Cooler Shaker and Cast, okay.
Right, so both of whom are throwbacks to, you know, the old stuff.
Exactly. But still, they're still cool.
You're living in the past.
So?
Name that album.
Living in the Past, what's that?
Jethro Tull.
Oh, cool, yeah, my mum's a Jethro Tull fan.
Is she, really? That's where you get it from. Is your mum a hippie?
Something like that.
Does she, like, walk around smelling of patchouli oil?
Not quite.
Does she walk around with, like, you know those sort of, like, tatty bits of silk scarves and stuff hanging off her? And, you know, does she look a bit like Stevie Nicks?
Not really, but she just wears quite cool hippie's clothes. But
are you really deeply embarrassed to be seen with her in public?
No, she's a great friend of mine. She's like good friends.
Your mum is your friend?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she is.
How old? You're 14, right?
Yeah, I'm 14.
Wow, by now you should be hating your mother.
No, I don't.
Where's the rebellion going to come, man? You like your mother's music, you like the way your mother looks, you like hanging around with your mum.
Yeah.
Is it your dad you hate?
No.
Led Zeppelin. Well, the good news about Led Zeppelin is that Page and Plant are in the studio. They're going to make another album.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Let's do the beginning of Kashmir together, shall we?
Da-da-da,
da-da-da, da-da-da. Oh, you don't know it, do you? Oh, I'm sorry you failed this test. This is Virgin, that was the Seahorses and Blinded by the Sun. Please do not stare directly into the sun. That message brought to you as a pubic service. Classic album tracks and the best new music. This is Virgin. I'm Nick Abbott. Robin Banks, by the way, is doing Drive at the moment, 4 to 7, and I'm filling in for him, as far as I know, until mid-September, something like that. They're switching him here, there, and everywhere, baby. So I'm taking care of business in his absence. Right, let's go back to it. 0500 30 12 15. That is the number on the board here, and here's another. Hello?
Hello, Nicky boy.
And you're loud. And annoying. So,
what computer do you have?
What computer do I have?
Yes.
I can't remember the brand. It's white.
Ooh, mine's white.
Yours is white too?
Yeah.
Wow, we must be like cosmic twins or something.
Yeah.
What do you use your computer for?
Playing games.
Playing games.
And internet.
Oh, surfing around the internet, really?
Yep.
Found anything interesting?
No.
No. No.
No.
You haven't found anything interesting on the internet?
Yes.
What?
Slap a Space Girl.
Say again?
Slap a Spice Girl.
Slap a Spice Girl?
Yep.
What does that mean? Is that a game?
Yes.
And you get to slap a Spice Girl?
Yes.
Really? Wow. What's the site address?
It's a very long one.
Is it? And
yep.
What's the site address? Oh, I see what you mean. Right. Okay. Well, I'll get my web ferret on it.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, pal.
What's
okay. Here's another. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Nick. How clean do your jokes have to be?
Well, we don't really do jokes. How long is the joke?
It's a Swiss short one.
It's a short one. Okay. I'll take you off the air and I'll hear what the joke is. Okay.
All right,
and then, I'll play some nice music for the ladies and gentlemen. Let me see what I've got for you. How about some organ music? Ooh. Okay, there's absolutely no way that was have gone on the air. Is he serious? A what and a banana? No way. Here's another. Hello.
Beaver, I have seen the top of the mountain, and it is good.
Beavis and Butthead. Hello?
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Yes, sir. How can I help you? The doctor is in.
I'm just trying to represent the information that an earlier caller was calling about. Beavis and Butthead, that 12-year-old.
Yeah.
But he made a complete hash of it. I think what he's actually trying to say is the horrific news that MTV are actually stopping making Beavis and Butthead.
No, it's not MTV. It's Mike Judge has decided that after 200 episodes, he doesn't want to do it anymore. He thinks he's taken it as far as it can go.
And how can you take something as inane as that as far as it can go?
Well, after 200 episodes, I guess you start running out of ideas, don't you?
So what's his new idea? King of the Hill?
He's got King of the Hill, which I think is brilliant. And he's also got... Diarrhea, or whatever the girl is in the Beavis and Butthead. Doesn't she have a spin-off series as
Diarrhea,
well?
Diarrhea, yeah.
Diarrhea, yeah. They call her Diarrhea.
Mm.
Yeah,
but they're just not as good.
Isn't
not
it?
The same, aren't they?
Well, no, not the same, no. I think King of the Hill is excellent, though. You don't like King of the Hill?
I don't like King of the Hill at all.
What's not
to
like?
I've got to admit, give all fairness to it, I've only watched one episode.
All right, well, give it another go.
Okay.
You've got it, because it's character-driven, isn't it? I mean, the first time you watched Beavis and Butthead...
First of all, it's Beavis and Butthead. I've got to admit, I didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it either. I thought, this is really annoying. It's like, that laugh is for a start. It's like, oh, stop those awful people laughing. I'm like, what's funny about this, I thought. And then I watched it, two, three, four times, and suddenly I thought, this is the funniest thing I have ever seen.
Mm.
And I still think it's by far the funniest thing I've ever seen, Beavis and Butthead. And
well, it's the second funniest thing I've ever seen.
If that makes me a moron, then so be it.
Mm, so be it.
What's the first funniest thing you've ever seen?
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. Well, there we all agree to disagree. Some people do, and some people don't. I don't.
You're a Simpsons buster.
No, I think they're okay, but, not as funny. Because the thing about Beavis and Butthead is it just goes so base.
Yeah, yeah, whereas The Simpsons is completely the opposite, because you've got to have certain mental...
And, I know.
Yeah.
Mental!
A Jackham girl's been left scarred by what she claims were spontaneously combusting knickers. Melanie Thompson says it happened while she was at the till of her shop near Wigan. She sent the underwear back to Marks and Spencer's. They gave her a £10 token. And with that, mostly dry but some rain in Scotland tonight, misty by dawn with lows of around 15 degrees. Virgin News, I'm Julie Cottrell.
Here we go. 12:15 a.m. Playing classic album tracks.
The best new music.
Of course, if your pants do catch on fire, it's quite easy to put them out. The equipment's right there. Oh! Cooler Shaker and the track called Hush.
Shut up, I'm on the phone.
This is Virgin, 0500 30 1215. Back at it, Nick Abbott on the phones. Hello.
Nico.
Yes.
Nico.
Si.
Nico.
Uh-huh.
I have a joke.
Oh, come on, don't do jokes.
I know, but go on.
Which part of the word no didn't you understand?
None of it. Now let me do the joke.
Well, I'll take you off the air and I'll find out what the joke is to see if the nice ladies and gentlemen want to hear it. And this will be like the very last time I do this. Because generally, as joke tellers, you people suck. That bad, actually. Now, I'll have to set up a... Okay, and you're back on the air, and here is this man's joke.
I can tell it now.
Go ahead.
Did you hear about the dyslexic pimp?
No, I didn't hear about the dyslexic pimp.
He bought a warehouse.
Oh.
That's the wrong one.
I know, really is, isn't it? But it goes da-da-da, and I thought it meant da-da-da.
Oh, Nick, another thing.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to do this if my if it kills me. Because all of my effects have been put on, but it was put on by a nice engineer here.
Some spotty oink.
Not at all.
In a nylon tie.
No tie at all, as a matter of fact.
Ah.
And he didn't know what I call them, so he just called them what he thought they would be, you know, because he did it in my absence. And that says da-da-da, and I thought it was da-da-da. But it's not, it's da-da-da.
With plural.
That's right. So perhaps you're going to have to tell it again. Oh, not again.
Nick.
Wait a minute. I think it's... No, that's not it. Oh, it might be... Beauty.
That works.
I know. Works for me.
Oh, Nick, another thing.
What's that?
I sent you some crap in the post.
What did you send me in the
post? I sent you a tape of some stuff I've done.
Stuff?
Stuff.
What stuff's that, man?
Well, I used to do the old student radio, right? And it's just me generally mucking about.
Oh, is your name Nick?
Yeah.
Man, I was listening to this, you know, I had a tape... you know, every now and again you get tapes from people that say, hello.
I'm great.
I'm from student radio, or hospital radio. I've been doing hospital radio for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to listen to my tape and see if there's anything wrong with it? Do you think I have a long career in radio?
You
I'm
can just hear the anoraks rustling in the background.
I'm 54 years old. But, and I usually go, okay, well, you know, I try and reply to all my mail. Please don't send me any mail. No, I'm begging you, please do not send me any mail, because it's like, you know, you don't think I have important business to take care of at home? I've got vast amounts of important social work.
To drink.
Care in the community and all that manner of business.
So you listen to it, then?
And I thought, oh, here we go. So I did listen to it cursorily, and I thought, ooh, this is good. And I was laughing out loud. You're quite funny.
Bless you.
How old are you?
22.
Ah. But it's student radio.
Yeah, this is 2 years ago.
Ah, right. And what have you done since?
Absolutely nothing. Real, yeah. Yes.
So you've been sending tapes out to radio stations?
You are psychic.
And let me guess what the response has been. Let me guess what they send back in response. I'm guessing nothing.
Or would you like to make the tea?
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For a West Country...
Don't say it.
No, I'm not.
Well, no, I think of all the tapes in all the world that I've ever heard of the people who haven't got jobs yet, you are the funniest, mate, and you should go far. So what's your name?
Nick Shale.
Nick Shale.
Can I have a fanfare?
Oh, blimey, I couldn't possibly find... Let me see if I can find you a fanfare. No, that's not it.
It's close, though.
You're going to go with that?
I'll go with anything, mate.
Oh! Beauty. There it is.
Insert your name here.
Yes. Nick Shale. Okay.
Nick Shale.
Well, you got my vote, mate. I think you're very talented.
Did you hear side two?
Quite a funny joke. No, give us a break. I didn't hear all of side one.
Oh, come on.
You think I've got nothing else to do?
The 12-year-old girlfriend.
No.
Check out side two.
I think we're straying onto dodgy territory here.
It was brilliant.
And I think it's time for you to say goodbye.
Bye-bye, Nick.
In Excess and Be By My Side. Be, or By My Side. By My Side by In Excess.
That's By My Side by In Excess. Absolutely fantastic.
And if you don't sound like that...
If you don't sound like that, then you'll never get a job on the radio.
because that's the only type of person that 90% of program controllers in this country want. That's why I like the previous guy who sent me a tape of stuff that he did on student radio, because it didn't sound anything like that. It didn't sound anything like most of the people that sound on the radio. And I thought, ooh, a breath of fresh air. I thought, a breath of fresh air. Here's another. Hello.
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 Is this Nick?
It sounds like me.
Well, how are you?
I'm just great, mate.
My God, it's been a long time since we've spoken.
Like, oh my God.
Like, so long.
Uh-huh.
So where have you been?
Here, there, and everywhere. I've been here, there, and everywhere, but I've never been to me.
Oh, darling. So it's nice to hear some of the regulars back.
I know. It's nice to keep regular, so to speak.
Oh, I know. Listen, do you have your sound effect? I bet that really ticks you off.
I do, as a matter of fact.
Because that's one of my favourites.
I bet that really ticks you off. You know what movie that's from?
Oh, no. I can't remember.
I've got a selection of five from the same movie.
And, okay.
And one of them is your favourite, which I shall play last. Another is...
You probably don't think I'm a very nice guy. Do you?
Okay, I'm having problems.
Don't you know who this is?
Oh, no, come on, help me, help me, help me.
Hang on, here's another.
Okay.
These are all clues, okay?
Well, give the man a hand.
Still don't know?
No, I'm struggling back here.
Here's another.
Okay, I can do this.
Your move, creep.
That's a big clue. Now, that voice should give it away.
Your move, creep.
Can you hear what he's saying?
Your move, creep.
Your move, creep, yes. Here's another.
Okay.
You a college boy or something? Huh?
You a college boy or something?
Oh, God. Okay, this is... This
and here's your favorite.
Oh.
I bet that really ticks you off.
Don't
okay.
know?
No, please help me.
I have to find something for that. Please help me, she said. Wait a minute. Oh, this is so beautiful. If only I had all my things to hand.
Oh,
one moment.
Wait there. That's way too much than I needed to know.
Oh, now you're just being disgusting.
Where's Clint nowadays?
He's gone away. He's doing other things.
Other things like what?
Other things like stuff that he wouldn't like you to know, I'm sure. You want me to give you his address as
no,
well?
No. I spoke to Clint a couple of times.
So you're saying...
Please help me.
Oh,
I need
God.
Your help. I hope you're listening to me.
You remember her?
I do.
She was so great.
Oh, my God. And Mrs. Hull?
You haven't heard it in a long time, and I bet...
I bet that really ticks you off.
Uh-huh. It was RoboCop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Like, I so totally didn't know. Oh, God, I can't remember. But that's one of my favourites.
Is it?
Is it? So you're doing no screening at all?
No, it's going completely screenless.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That is scary.
Isn't it?
The amount of hang-ups you've had.
Well, not too many, actually. I mean, quite surprisingly, not too many.
But, because I remember you used to sit and you'd be on hold, and then you'd hear yourself.
Yeah.
On hold. Oh,
you,
God.
You could be sitting on hold for like an hour before you got on the show. This
That's true.
Now,
but then you'd have like a little screen saying, this is.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
No, I just, now it's like, it used to be sort of making you instant reaction comedy show. Whereas, and before, when somebody was in here screening them and they had to see what people were talking about and it would be up on my screen like the subject and I could think of things to say before I actually went to
and be witty.
Now, it has to be.
Spontaneous. It has
exactly.
to be off your head. It has to be.
Immediate.
I am such a DJ
yes.
now.
And that's why it's such a rambling mess.
No, you're sounding quite good.
Quite good. Let's not get out of control.
Take
not
care,
great,
honey.
Just quite good. Average. I'll give me a 4 out of 10. I'll give me 1. Oh, can I say that? Oh, yes, do you know what I mean? That's, oh, wait, well, you don't need me to tell you that, do you? Because you're mad for me already, lovely. 0500-3012-15. Here we go, back at it again. This is Virgin, I'm Nick Abbott, and it's classic album tracks and the best new music, and it's 25 minutes past 8. Rubbish. Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Yes?
Hi, I wonder if you can help me. We've got 2 goldfish on top of the stereo cabinet, and I need some truly bizarre names for them both.
Flip and Flop.
Flip and Flop.
Yes.
Good stuff.
You like that?
And did you get the actor off, was it Clark Gable?
Clark Gable is the correct answer.
There you go.
Congratulations, sir. You win a major prize.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Watch for it at your door.
Will do.
I'll send it next door. You'll never receive it.
And is this a 26 stone fish you're after?
Yes, exactly. Okay, there it is, Clark Gable, in a nutshell. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you very much.
Here's another. Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
I've got a suggestion for a lightning round.
Okay, go ahead.
Why is it that? Hello?
I like it.
Yeah?
Why is it that?
Yeah, why is it that we pay a license fee to watch Dad's Army over and over and over again?
Don't pick on Dad's Army. Dad's Army is one of the best of the repeats. There's much other rubbish on the BBC you should be whining about. Not Dad's Army. Leave them alone. They're great.
Oh.
Not particularly funny, but just nice to spend time in the company of old friends, don't you think?
Yeah.
Of course.
Have you got the Floyd CD, Pulse?
The Floyd CD? Well, you know what I do have? Is people used to send me jingles all the time. Bless them. And somebody sent... let me see if I can find it. I bet this is the only one that I don't actually have to hand.
Yeah.
And it isn't. It's the only one I don't have to hand. One moment, please. Ah, here it is. Talking of Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
You might like this. From the back and pointing out over the audience. Click your lighter and sway back and forth with me. Here we go. As an enormous mirror ball opens up into like 50 different bits. Oh, what's that? Thing of beauty is a joy forever.
And the best new music.
24 hours a day.
Touch this. Version 1215. I'm Nick Abbott. It's 0500 30 1215. Let's take another. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen Lost Highway yet?
Lost Highway. What's that?
David Lynch's new film.
Oh no. Is it open yet?
Well, there's been previews of it, I think.
Ah, no, I haven't.
I thought now you're back in show business, you get to go to one of these free previews.
It's like no business I know. No, I get precious little free previews because I haven't organised myself to put on, get myself on everybody's list.
You have to do that before you go.
I know.
Not that I'm saying that you might go or anything.
But probably will, yeah.
Your job's as safe as houses.
Yeah, right. Houses made of cheese.
It's got Patricia Arquette is in Lost Highway.
Is she?
And she was on MTV before.
talking about, and I asked her what it was about, and she said,
don't tell me.
Well, that's the thing. She said she had no idea.
Oh, right,
and
okay.
She'd seen the whole film, and they were saying on there that nobody's got a clue what it's about.
Cool, can't wait.
It's the weirdest film he's ever done.
What, weirder than Blue Velvet?
Very weird.
Blue Velvet. I like Blue Velvet?
Yeah, I saw that not long ago.
Yeah, and it's Daddy, and Where's My Bourbon? Don't you remember anything?
Mommy, baby worst.
Don't say it. Don't you look at me. Okay, gotta go.
Okay, bye.
See you. As soon as we start, as soon as you start doing dialogue from Blue Velvet, I begin to get very worried. With good cause. Dancing with the Queen of New Orleans. Really? What was the guy's name? That's John Bon Jovi. Hey, he rocks! Rock! This is Virgin, I'm Nick Abbott, back at the phones 0500 30 12 15. Here's another one. Hello.
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 Hello, Nick. I've got a joke.
No, don't do jokes, pal. Here's another. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
It's not a lightning round.
No, it's not a lightning round. But if you have something to share with us that's lightning round-ish...
No.
Then by all means, go ahead, madam.
Thank you, then. The festival, Edinburgh Festival...
You do have the... immediately you started speaking, I thought Edinburgh.
Ah.
Morningside?
No.
Not posh enough? Don't breathe down the phone like that. When you're sending my my little needles off the gauge.
Uh-huh.
When you breathe down the phone like that,
sorry.
You like blow air down the phone.
Lisa,
put the receiver further away from your mouth, because it's like talking to you in a wind tunnel. Okay, go ahead. You need assistance with your phone technique.
Uh-huh. Yogic breathing.
That's right.
Right. They're on the festival.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to say it's tremendous, and anybody should go and see the performance poets or anything.
The performance poets.
It's the vote for...
Who are they?
They're a show. They're a show up at Southside.
You know, when I was at Edinburgh Festival last, which was when we took our whole shebang up there, when I was still working here last, about 3 years ago.
I heard you, but I'm short-sighted, so I never saw you.
So you never saw me. Excellent.
I was sitting, but I couldn't quite focus.
I went to see saw the Umbilical Brothers, and I believe that they're back there again. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Well worth seeing. They're very funny, Umbilical Brothers.
My brother's film. I have not seen them myself.
You've
never
seen
the Japanese drummers,
Kyodo, what are they called? Kodo. Kodo drummers?
They were up at Carlton Hill.
I've seen them two or three times, and they are absolutely mesmerising. Just fantastic. Wonderful. But,
anyway, sorry. I was going to say thank you, wouldn't you?
Oh, thank you and goodbye. Okay, thank you and goodbye. Sure. Bye-bye. What a nice lady. Here's another. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Abbott.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on your triumphant return to the evening phone-in. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It certainly has been a long one, yes.
You'll never guess what I was just doing before I phoned you.
I dread to ask.
I was literally...
Yes?
...rearranging my sock drawer.
Wow.
Now, the point behind this is...
Mm-hmm.
Last time I phoned you up, which was however long ago it was, when you still had the show ages ago...
Yeah.
I was living in Hereford then. And by the way, do you know where Hereford is?
Yeah, I was... Hereford is in cow country, isn't it? It's Cambridgeshire, isn't it?
Oh, I don't believe it. You got it wrong last time, and you got it wrong again.
Really? Oh, no, I'm thinking Hereward, because there's a place called Hereward, which is near Peterborough. Yeah, awful.
Hereford. I apologise about 2 years after the event for having a go at you last time you got it
I
wrong.
I seem
with.
To have vaguely remember this. Is there a point to this?
Yes, there is a point to this. I shan't bore you with the details of what I was
doing
in Hereford.
You've done that already.
Okay, okay. But basically, when I was in Hereford, I was a sad anorak with no life.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I moved up to Nottingham.
Man, what a change.
And I had a really cool time. I moved in with a great bunch of people. I was out raving it and clubbing it all the time.
Oh,
and
you're
being really
going
cool.
Mental! Yes.
And now, what am I doing? I'm rearranging my sock drawer.
Wow.
So now that you've got your phone-in show back again,
uh-huh.
I am once again a sad anorak with no life.
And it's my fault.
And it's your fault.
Sorry about that. This is is Virgin, I'm Nick Abbott. We have classic album tracks and the best new music here. That's all we deal in. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We never close. And that was Back in the High Life by Steve Winwood, doing phones. And here we go again. Hello.
Hi. Nick?
Yeah?
Have you got any idea what on earth the Teletubbies are about?
What they're about?
Yeah.
I don't know, they're just about entertaining children that don't, too young to speak. And students who are too out of it to speak.
Well, I'm not exactly out of it, but I watch it and I'm trying to think why on earth am I watching it. Because I find myself there just laughing at it all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
And I think you need to get assistance. Or help.
That's what a few of my friends have said.
I think you need to be standing on the roof screaming, help!
Yeah, but hang on, did you see in one of the papers a few weeks back, adults were asked to vote for the top favourite children's programmes of all time.
Okay, let me guess. Top favourite to number one was Magic Roundabout.
No.
What paper was it in?
I think it was The Mirror.
The Mirror. Okay, yeah. Let me see. The favourite of all time would have been Captain Pugwash.
No.
Now, is it like a cartoon type of thing, or is it like Blue Peter? Is that what it is?
No, it's nothing like that. It's a cartoon type of thing.
A cartoony type of thing. Okay. Yeah. It's not like Camberwick Green or Trumpton.
No, it's...
Wait a minute. Don't... Huh?
Go on, sorry.
Are you going to give me a clue?
It was weird. I thought it was weird, and I was only three or four at the time.
Oh, well, it's the Clangers.
No. Weirder than that. A lot weirder.
Weirder than the Clangers?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Well, come on. I was three or four at the time, so come on.
Mary, Mungo and Midge.
No.
You remember Mary, Mungo and Midge?
No, that's why I don't remember.
Absolutely ridiculous. This, I don't know, I don't even have the strength to go into it.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
What a relief for us all, yes.
Yeah.
Weirder than the Clangers. There's nothing that's weirder than the Clangers.
How does Chorlton and the Wheelies sound?
How does what?
Chorlton and the Wheelies.
What's that?
It was sort of on weird animation, like...
Is that the name of the program?
Yeah.
And that was the number one favourite?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Haven't you?
Chorlton and the Wheelies?
Yeah, that was... Well, I have that once in about three or four. I really
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, right. Well, I'm about 37, that's right. We're like, worlds apart, mate.
Yeah, well, you'd have been about a student for 15 years back then, wouldn't you?
Chorlton and the Wheelies.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
No, because quite a few people around my age said they haven't, but I think it's a couple of others.
And that was the number one... I mean, how many people were in this poll? Like, six? Did they just poll the people in the office?
It's a Daily Mirror, so what do you expect?
Yeah, 50% of the two people we polled preferred it.
Chorlton and the Wheelies,
really. No, it's all news to me, mate.
Yeah, but anyway, what I was referring back to was Teletubbies came in at number 8. Ahead of the likes of Scooby-Doo and things like that.
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo, what a load of old rubbish. Scooby-Doo. Every time, for a start... Every single time they were going into a disused fairground, right?
Yeah.
And the bloke at the very beginning says, you don't want to go in there, it's haunted or whatever.
Yeah.
He was the guy that turns out to be the person that they arrest at the end because he had, he had sheets on wires.
Yeah.
And little, lamps and stuff, those little special effects things.
Yeah.
And they would make a big sandwich and that would be it.
Yeah. Another good program, kids' program, was Captain Caveman.
Never heard of that either.
Captain Caveman. Little brown fairy thing with the teen angels.
New to me too.
Always sweating around shouting, Captain Caveman! Stuff like that.
Have you ever considered watching adult television?
I've tried. It doesn't really...
It doesn't do it for you, no. Okay. I can understand where you're coming from. Oh, I like this. This is one of my favourites. It's the clapping song. See if you can clap along with me. Here we go. A nice guy, but he lives totally on a diet of children's television programs, and so naturally, of all the radio shows in all the world, he had to choose mine. What does that tell you? Scary. That was the Rembrandts, the clapping song. I love that song. The new phrase of this show, the Nick Abbott Show. Listen to it, get the clap.
Playing classic album tracks
and the best new music.
tracks and the best new music. This is Nick Abbott on Virgin. 0500 3012 15. It's REM and What's the Frequency? Kenneth, here we go again. Hello.
Hi, Nick.
How's it going?
Marvellous, thanks. I just called to say I remember Charlton and the Wheelies.
Charlton and the... What was it?
It was fantastic. It was just these little wheelie things, but enough of them. I remember Jamie and the Magic Torch better, and that was cool.
See, this is all a complete mystery to me. I've never heard of any of this
stuff. Jamie and the Magic Torch?
No.
Button Moon?
No.
Button Moon was the best one. I was in sixth form.
Button Moon?
Button Moon. Mr. Spoon.
Sorry.
You can't beat him. When I was in sixth form, I was the one who sat in the common room thinking Mr. Spoon's gone to Button Moon when everyone else was trying to revise.
Wow, what an idiot.
Yeah, absolutely. But I've made something for myself.
You have?
I'm producer of Button Moon. No, seriously. It was the best, though. But kids' TV has just really gone to pot, hasn't it?
Yeah, in more ways than one, I think. You hit the nail on the head right there. Yeah, that's the Teletubbies in a nutshell, yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, Play School was... I'm not going to say it. I nearly said...
Don't say it.
Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, but, like, what you got? Playbus. Bag of pants, isn't it?
Playbus.
Playbus.
Oh, this is something that's on now. Yeah, well, those fey young men introduced on children's TV.
Well, no, actually.
Do you have to, like, take a camp test to be, like, one of those kids who was
but
on children's TV
anyway,
on the BBC?
You had to do that when I was little, and, didn't you? You had Brian Cant and stuff.
Well, Brian Cant, he was all right.
He was not.
Oh, he was, absolutely was. Brian Cant was an okay bloke.
Wow.
But these camp little things that flit around on the BBC children's TV, what is all that about?
Pass.
You don't know the answer to this question?
I'll pass on that one.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, we don't accept pass as an answer to my question. Don't know is not an acceptable response. This is Virgin, I'm Nick Abbott, and let's set up a lightning round now. Let's, I'll go through the board and just to wipe up these normal calls, and then we'll do one. Somebody rang in a little while ago and suggested one that I liked, a good topic for a lightning round. I can't remember what it was, but I never remember anything that happens on this show. So maybe one of these people will remember. Hello? Hello? Too late. Hello?
Hi. I'm the guy who comes up with the lightning round prefixes.
Oh, yeah. Now, did you call a little while ago?
A little while? No, I'm also the one who does those amazing facts at the start of the show.
Have you called already tonight?
Yes, but I'd like this. I've got to do this lightning round.
Now, were you the person that called with the lightning round and it was a little off the wall? It didn't start with I. Was that you?
No, I said I saw and I was.
Oh, right. Well, we've done I saw, I was.
Yeah.
We haven't done I was yet. I should start writing these things down.
No, we did. We did it yesterday.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. Anyway, what about I tried?
I am going to start writing these down because I never remember anything that happens on this show.
I've got a few. Do they have to start with I?
Well, that's the thing. Is that somebody called in towards the beginning of the show and suggested one. It didn't start with I. And it was like a new concept to me. And I thought, I like it. So I tried... I was. I'll do that one again because I can't remember it. I saw.
I said.
Okay, maybe.
Oh, and the other one that doesn't start with I, it might confuse you.
Is.
Is, it's time.
Now, that I do like.
Thank you.
That's very good. It's time. I'll do that before 10. Excellent.
That's okay.
Okay, well done, pal. You got anything else?
Not right now. I've got some more tomorrow.
No fascinating fact for us?
No, I'm saving one through a night because I'm running out.
Okay. Running out of mediocre material. Excellent. Thanks for the news, pal.
Okay.
Here's another. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Do you know the fascinating fact of why they call people from Hartlepool monkey hangers?
No, and I don't think I want to know. Hello.
Hi, Nate. Are you doing out interesting?
Not at the moment.
Yeah?
No, not really.
No, me neither. But whilst listening to the radio, I've been watching the drag racing outside my window.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, five men running down the street wearing women's dresses and makeup.
Yeah. Was one of them the Queen of New Orleans? Because if so, I think Bon Jovi wants to dance.
Oh, yeah. I think he was, actually.
Thanks for the news. Here's another. Hello.
We've got lumps of it around the back.
That was the weirdest call I've ever received. Brilliant. We've got lumps of it around the back. It doesn't make any sense. I love it! Whoa, this sounds like the voice of the Mysterons. Now that was a children's TV program. Captain Scarlet. He was indestructible, you might remember. One Vision by Queen.
I miss it too much in love.
Wrong one. All my stuff has been labelled incorrectly. I thought that was going to be I Can See Clearly Now. I just scrambled and grabbed for it madly and stuck it in there, and it was the incorrect thing. Never mind, nothing else on this show has made any sense, so it fits right in. This is Virgin 1215, I'm Nick Abbott, and here we go again, 0500 30 1215. Here's another, hello.
Hi Nick.
Yes sir.
I'd just like to compliment your show. How it's so good how we can phone in and talk to you for nothing.
Yeah, for
it,
free.
Yeah, who foots the bill? Is it Mr. Branson himself?
I guess so, yeah. He's got the money.
How much is he worth nowadays, do you know?
More than me.
More than me.
More than you and me combined.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'd like to say.
Okay, sounds like you said it. Thanks a lot, mate. Here's another. Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
I've got a lightning round for you.
Okay.
I want?
Yeah. When do you want it?
Now. can I have some advice while I'm on the phone?
Some advice?
Yeah.
How can I assist you, madam?
All right, I've got to pick my boyfriend up from the train station tonight. And
yeah.
He told me to wear something horny. So what do you suggest?
Horny.
Yeah.
Antlers. There you go.
Okay.
Anything else I can assist you with?
A Viking hat.
A Viking hat, that would do it, yes.
Okay. I'll go for that then.
That would be your one horn on each side of your head.
Well, hey.
Which is too horny.
Oh. Horny.
Perhaps you better not to wear that. You don't want to be too horny.
Okay then.
You might drive him insane.
I might.
Thanks a lot.
See ya.
Bye bye. Here's another. Hello. Ooh, sounds like a man juggling his balls. One of my favourite occupations. In fact, I think I might do that right now. Tell Me Is It True by UB40. Classic album tracks from the best new music. This is Virgin, I'm Nick Abbott. Back doing it. And the phones too. And here's another. Hello.
Hi Nick, I had a bit of trouble down at the library today.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I asked the librarian if they had any books on suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me where they were, but the shelf was empty, and apparently, yeah, they haven't returned the books.
How thoughtless of them.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, mate. Here's another. Hello. Too late. Another one. Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
Hi there. Have you ever seen The Fast Show on BBC Two?
No, because it's always on opposite some good American sitcom, isn't it? On Channel 4?
Probably, yeah.
Don't they put it up against Friends or something?
Probably, and
how
that is
stupid.
A cracking programme. Absolutely cracking.
What, The Fast Show?
Friends.
Oh, Friends.
Jennifer Aniston, gorgeous.
I know, doesn't everybody say that?
Absolutely everybody.
What about the other girls?
Yep, not bad.
But you just can't see past Jennifer, right?
Marks out of 10, I'd give them one. Yeah, exactly.
It's an old Chris Evans gag.
That's the one. it's just that I'd like some help from the audience if I can get it.
Some help from the vast listening audience?
That's the one. It's that Jesse's Diet that's on the Fast Show.
What's that?
This scruffy guy comes out of this shed and he says, "Today, I have been mostly eating acorns," or something daft like that, and I have not got a clue what he's going on about.
Well, it's probably nothing at all. It's just funny.
I don't know.
Isn't it?
No, it's not that great. Most of the sketches are quite funny, but there's just that one that's baffled me ever since it started.
Hmm. It's like the Double Take Brothers on Harry Enfield. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. It's just not, flat out not funny.
That's the one.
You know the ones I mean? The Double Take Brothers?
Yep.
But they just double take it, everything? Not funny.
Yep. But the snobs are good, aren't they? The snobs, is it? Wayne and Waynetta. Slobs.
The slobs, yes. Let's not be talking about TV programmes, because we sound like the boring people in the pub. Go to the pub and bore people with that.
Oh, try to.
There you go.
Cheers.
Now you've got something to do. It's like a project from home. Hello.
Hi, is that Terry Wogan?
Yeah, I'll put you on hold to speak to Terry. I'm screening his calls. Here's another. Hello.
Long and thin. Guess right in. Short and thick.
Yes, I know. The Rolling Stones and Love Is Strong. This is Virgin 1215. I'm Nick Abbott, and I've just started an apple, and I've got halfway down, so if I take calls now, then it'll go brown and icky, so I'll so purely for selfish reasons, I shall take a break. Matters by Morosi. It's Virgin, Nick Abbott, 0500 30 12 15. And here's another. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How long are you on the show for?
What, tonight or?
No, for the
right.
whole period.
As far as I know, until the middle of September.
Until the middle of September. Yes. Then you're on to Radio 4.
And then I'm on to Radio 4?
Yes.
Don't think so, no. Unless they've changed the schedules without alerting me. No, I don't think so.
What about the other place?
Hold your breath. We'll be back to him in about 10 minutes. See what colour he is. That's the first time anybody's ever done that. It's like it's a phrase I keep coming out with like over and over and over again. It's the first time anybody has ever done that. And if only the rest of this audience snap to it, just like he does, then perhaps we might just get something done. Hello.
Hello. One for your lightning round.
Go on.
I do it.
Mm. I think that's a bit too specific. I do, maybe.
Or I did.
Or I do did. I did do.
Did
dob.
Where's R. Kayley? Down the bog.
You obviously were a scout.
I obviously was, yeah.
Yes, and you were that's the sort of stuff that you came up with around campfires.
They're the ones, yeah.
As your parents thought that you were out there doing something useful. You're just, passing the...
Putting up trees, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thanks, mate.
Thanks.
Here's another. Hello.
I've just split up with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said it's something to do with me not listening to her or something. I don't know, I wasn't really paying attention. But I think the main reason is because I insist on having a fag in bed and then having a cigarette.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, mate. That's two cigarettes, just in case anybody's wondering. Here's another. Hello.
The sentence is starting.
The what?
Don't.
Here's another. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Is that Virgin Radio?
Sounds like me, yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the
all
air.
Right. Oh, all right then, mate. Oh, you just had a scouting, didn't you?
I think so, yeah.
We're at Blackwell Court in Birmingham. We just finished scouts and we drink lots of beer, so we thought we'd just sort of ring up and say hello.
What are you doing there?
We're just sort of camping, like drinking beer and doing lots of scouty things. We thought we'd say hello.
You're camping where? In Birmingham?
Birmingham, yeah. So
in Birmingham?
Not in Birmingham, not in the town centre.
Because that would be daft.
Oh, definitely daft, yeah. But we just thought we'd say hello and...
So what is the purpose of your little expedition?
Well, just to drink beer and just have a good laugh. And,
but that's surely not the purpose of it, though. I mean, that might be what you're doing.
No, we're raising the youth of... making the youth of today very upstanding and proper.
Really?
Yeah. Trying anyway. Yes,
it sounds like you're all lying down, or at least you will be within the hour. I think that's.
Well, no, that was last night. The drinking games were last night.
And how old are you?
Sorry.
How old are you, lot?
Well, I'm actually the leader, and I'm 22, and the majority of us are about 16 to 20.
Really, so. I thought Venture Scouts were much younger than that. I thought they were like 14 or something. 22.
No. We start about 16, and we go up to about 20.
Well, then what are you still doing? What, are you, like, stunted in your growth?
I'm the leader. I'm actually looking after everyone. Just doesn't sound very good, but...
You are looking after everyone? No. The parents of the kids should be afraid, very, very afraid.
Yeah, I hope
he's looking after them? Oh, no. Now we're in big trouble. We'll be right back. in a Room by Dodgy, or Dodgy, as that funny-looking bloke with no personality says. And this is... Man, what was he? A Venture Scout Leader. I never did join any of those militaristic groups, because I all thought it was all like tying knots and erecting tents and, you know, rubbing sticks together. You know? Camping. All that jazz. But drinking songs and calling up radio shows, really? Well, I suppose that does prepare you for life more than dibbing your dob. What is a dob, by the way, and what happens when you dib it? Don't answer that question. Here's another. Hello. Too late. Don't listen to the radio. Hello.
Sorry, wrong number.
Yeah, okay, very funny, pal. I don't think. Hello.
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 You've got one more chance.
Have I?
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, that was it. Hello.
Hello, the sun is setting in the sky. Daddy Tubby, say goodbye.
Is that how it goes? Is that how it goes, or did you just make that up yourself?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, three in a row on the Nicky Abbott Show.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, four in a row. You people are awful. Hello.
Hello. I had to ring you and tell you that you've made a young girl very, very happy.
I never touched her, Your Honour. I wasn't even in the vicinity.
You've made me very happy indeed. I'm a very strange woman. I have no television.
What?
I have no television.
How can you not have a television?
I know. In this day and age, it's awful, isn't it? And to top it all, I can't find out on my phone. And then I hear this little voice saying, free phone number, you can phone up and talk to me. So you've just made me so happy.
Are you in Borstal?
It feels like it sometimes.
You don't have TV and you can't phone out on your phone.
I know.
What, have you been behaving badly or something?
Obviously, in a former life, I must have been
I
very
think
bad
so,
girl.
Yeah. Why also, don't you have a television?
I don't like it.
What's not to like?
It doesn't appeal to me at all. Very strange, I know.
So what do you do?
I just have to amuse myself in other ways.
Ah, you amuse yourself.
I do.
I've done that a couple of times this week myself.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It worked for me.
Jolly good. Also, on your lightning round, you had a bloke phone up earlier.
Yeah.
Why is it that?
Why is it that? Oh, that's right, and I like that one, and I forgot to write it down. I thought, I'll remember that. No way, not a chance.
There
why?
I'm a mind of useless information.
Aren't you just? I'm a pendulum. Oh, here we go. Why? What was it?
Why is it that?
See, I'd like, but 1 second to the next, I don't remember stuff. Why is it that? That's
well
a good
done.
One. I'm going to do that now. Let's set up a lightning round now. Why is it that?
Well, I'll leave you to it then, because I can't think of anything now.
No, me either. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. All right, so that's what I'll do. Any of these people who have already got dialing tones, then that's the only thing that I want to hear. It is the answer to why is it that. So if you have other stuff to say, then forget it. 0500 30 12 15. Why is it that... Glorious track. That really is just beyond fantastic, isn't it? Saturday night's all right for fighting Elton John. Leaping around like bouncing off the walls in here. Fabulous. I love it. I'm going to play the Foo Fighters just before I go. A new track from them called Everlong, which is also just beyond great. Marvellous. That's a track from their most recent album, Foo Fighters, coming up. But we are doing the phones. It's a lightning round. 0500 30 12 15. And the prefix is a bit of a departure. It's why is it that, which I quite like. And here we go, number one. Hello?
Hi, why is it that whenever you blow your nose, you always look into the handkerchief?
That's a good point, yeah.
Why? It's disgusting, isn't it?
Never look into anybody else's handkerchief.
God, no.
But you're always interested to know what's just come out your own...
I know, it's disgusting, isn't it?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Now I feel really sick. Thanks a lot, madam.
That's okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's another. Hello?
Why is it when you clean your bum, you always look at the toilet?
Hello?
Why is it that we've heard nothing from Roger Waters for 5 years?
That's a good point.
That's a bloody good point. Or a very good point, Aidan.
Yeah, that's right. Like Supertramp say, bloody well right.
Oh, yeah.
We play that song on this station, why can't I say it?
Hmm. True.
Okay, there's just something to ponder. Maybe he's just got enough money. Maybe he's just got enough money.
Nah. He's not doing it for the money, because he could have retired years ago.
Oh, he's doing it for the art of it. Okay.
But did you go to the Berlin concert in 90?
No, I didn't. But I've got to move on. Thanks a lot, mate. It's a lightning round. Speed is of the essence. Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Too late. Hello?
Why is it you can never get condoms to fit?
You shouldn't be stretching them over your head, man. Hello?
Why? Is it that difficult to think of something to say?
Apparently so. Okay, I'm gonna, you know, it's like, that was awful, and we'll do it again tomorrow.